Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants podcast, episode 351, one-on-one with Bowie Jane. I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's interview. If you could be so kind to ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants podcast awaits for you to subscribe. And as always, with your one-on-one series, you can watch this audio podcast on video. Head over to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel, click subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and let us know what you think about this interview. I'm excited to talk with DJ Bowie Jane. You may know her from Big Brother season 25. I'm super excited to talk with Bowie. We get to talk about some of her experiences. I ask some hard-hitting questions. And we just really get to find out what life is like after Big Brother, what life was like before, and what she plans to do in the future. It's definitely a fun interview, something you don't want to miss. So listen, let's get into this one-on-one with DJ Bowie Jane.
It's a man who, it's a man you, meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you, meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew.
Keeping the Purple Pants podcast one-on-one series going. I am so excited and so thrilled to have on the podcast this week the one, the only. You may know her from spinning some music in your ears. You might have been used to seeing her on your TV for 100 days. I have the contestant from Big Brother season 25, DJ Bowie Jane. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, g'day. How's it going? Thanks for that nice intro.
Yes, thank you so much. I have so many questions that I want to ask you, because I feel like we got to see you on Big Brother, but I also feel like, you know, we don't really know Boey Jane, right?
Yeah.
So it's, how are you doing? How is your new year?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's like, it is really strange being out of the house, but like it all feels like a distant dream now. So it is crazy like that. But yeah, it's been great because it's just been event after event. It's like we certainly hit the ground running with no jury house in between. So
definitely. I saw for New Year's, you, Jag, and Matt hosted a party. I was like, oh, that looks like something. I'm like, I wish I was in the area. I would have loved to been there. What was your knowledge of Big Brother prior to you going into the Big Brother house?
So obviously I'd watched the Australian Big Brother, which is really different. I was a big fan of the Australian Big Brother, actually, but it's very much, it's a lot more, I guess, friendly, social, the audience votes. So it's a bit more of a fan favorite kind of situation. There aren't the sort of alliances, the comps, all of that kind of stuff. But knowing I wanted to go on American Big Brother, having seen it here, I was like, right, let's make sure we really understand what we're getting ourselves into. So I crammed big time. And I loved it from the very first. I mean, I wanted to go on the show because I love the American one. But when I started watching a lot of seasons, I was like, wow, this is so well done, so well produced. It's clever. You have to be crafty. And I worked out my strategy by watching a lot of those series and then also listening to breakdown podcasts of interviews with other contestants and them talking about things they did wrong in the show. And so, yeah, I really studied it and I went in with a plan, stuck to the plan, and I guess it worked to some extent.
Well, listen, you made it very far in the game. So we know Jag is the winner. But, you know, I was on Survivor. I went out very early. So, you know, in my opinion, you did the thing. You went very far. What was your strategy like going into the game? What were you like? How did you think that you were going to be? Or what were you going into the house thinking like?
So my strategy, and I text my friend before I went in, I was like, I'm going in, so I'm not going to see for a bit. And she's like, what's your strategy? And I texted her my strategy, and when I got out, she said, oh my God, you stuck to that to a T. Now that strategy was to not ruffle any feathers, which I'm not that kind of person anyway, but to make sure I don't put anyone off with anything annoying, because the smallest thing at the start of the game will send you home. Make sure I chose a bedroom with people I thought would be good to build an alliance with. So I followed Suri into that bedroom, or we walked in together. I can't remember the exact order. And I thought, if I'm in a room with her, it's most likely I'll be in an alliance with her, because the bedroom is where alliances forms. So that was a strategy. And then it was like, let's try and get in the big alliance, assuming there's going to be two, right? Assuming there'll be two big alliances with breakdowns within each alliance. And be a reliable, a loyal voter so that people knew they could trust me and not so basically paid the happy-go-lucky, I'm very relaxed, I'm not a threat, I will do what you say, which is not true, but I will do what you say and I won't win. I'm not a threat, like I'm not winning comps, look at me, I'm not very good at comps. So made sure I didn't win any comps for like, I threw every single comp for like 7 weeks. Not that I necessarily would have won them all, but you know, I made sure I also didn't want to be picked for veto. I know Serena and I were doing the same strategy there. So her and I didn't play many vetoes at all because of that. We were trying to avoid being picked because we didn't want to show our skill set. So, yeah, that I think it really helped. And then once I was sure that I had a bit of a team around me, being like Corey, America, Jag, Matt, once I got to that point, I went, okay, I can win comps now and I think they'll have my back the next week. Otherwise, you're probably going home.
What was your knowledge of Suri, right? Again, I come from the Survivor realm. Suri is practically a god, right? Like, she knows how to play the game. And as a viewer, it's like we're all like, oh my God, like Suri's in this game. Like, what was your knowledge of her? And I know a lot of people, we know Corey knew who she was, but like, what was your knowledge of Suri? And were people talking about the level of gameplay that she has, or was she just kind of like, oh, a regular person in the house to you?
Well, it was interesting. I didn't know who she was, but within about 3 seconds, someone said, oh, my God, she's from Survivor. And she's played, like, so many seasons. And I didn't know about the Traitor thing until about halfway through the season. Corey told me then. So I knew she'd won it. So we were already wary of her being a good player. And so I just thought – people were saying, oh, she'll be a good player. And I thought, well, she'll know – definitely any intricate strategies. I want to work with her. And she kept saying to me, everyone I've worked with in Survivor got through to the end. Everyone I was in the lights with. So, and I believed her because I had nothing else to go off. And I thought she kept saying she was a loyal person, which I do believe she is. And so then I thought, well, I can work with her right to the end. So for me, I was going to be on her side rather than be worried about her.
We see that early on, like, you're betrayed by Felicia and Savri. How did that impact your game?
Yeah, I mean, it was great, actually, believe it or not. At the time, I was devastated. And then I was like, dude, don't be upset. I kept saying to myself, you're upset for too long, you're going to get kicked out. Seriously, you need to just pretend you're cool. So the next day, I was like, oh, that was old news. I'm good today. But in my head, I was like, right, I need to find people I can trust because something went wrong there and I just can't trust them now. So I thought I really did want to work with Jag quite early on, but I was in the other alliance. So, well, one of the other alliances. So I thought it was just the other alliance. So I thought I want to work with Jag. I did want to work with Corey, but he was working quite closely with other people. So I wasn't sure what was happening there. So for me, it was a great moment because it made me go, oh, I don't give a shit anymore about this game. I'm just going to freaking play for me. I'm not going to be trying to make friends in here. And I am going to play a loyal game to people who are loyal to me. But the moment I'm burnt, you're out.
So talking about these alliances, right? Like, did you know how many alliances were going on at once and how they were morphing into one alliance, then this whole alliance, then it seemed like the whole house was against everyone? Did you know all of that, or did it just seem like they were really just kind of like two core alliances? Because a viewer standpoint, I would tune in on a Wednesday and be like, what did happen? Then I'm watching the live feeds and I'm like, well, is this the real alliance? Like, as
exactly.
A viewer, I'm like, girl, what is going on? Like, how were you navigating that?
So I did think there were just two alliances and a couple of people in the middle. So I really did think I was in one of the big alliances. I think I was in one of the big alliances, but the problem was obviously Jared, Sari, Felicia, and I think Mimi maybe. Am I missing someone? And Izzy were in all the alliances. So, yes, there were two alliances, but they were in all the alliances. So I didn't know that they were in all the alliances, but I did sniff something was going wrong because I would walk into a room and conversations would stop. And I'd say to Izzy, mate, like I'd say, Sari, why are conversations stopping? Like, I mean, I was suspicious at that point. I was starting to get a little bit paranoid and I was like, don't get paranoid. This is classic. This is how you get voted off. Do not get paranoid. But yeah, I mean, look, I was right. I could sense it, but I didn't know what was going on until obviously that wonderful have not room fight with Jared and Corey. That was so cool.
What was that like being in that room with Jared and Corey that day? Because, like, again, as a viewer, so also shout out to all the TikTok people covering Big Brother, right? Because, you know,
yeah.
I have a full-time job. So yeah. It was hard for me to keep up. But being as though that I had, like, such a personal relationship with Sari and Jared, like, I was like, I have to try to stay up. And so there were so many people covering, like, the season on TikTok. So I was like, well, great. I could just kind of watch TikTok and they'll keep me updated. But I remember being at work and I remember I was like, let me take a little break and scroll up. And I was like, oh, wait, Corey? And like, and when I kept seeing more of the clips and I just kept hearing Jared being like, bro, bro. And then Corey, I was like, oh my God, what was that like for you in there?
It was insane because I didn't know why I was in the room. Jared brought me up and I was like halfway through shaving my head. So I had one side shaved and not the other side. And I was like, why am I being brought into this room? But oh well, I'll go up there. And then it's all exploding. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like this. Oh, okay, taking notes here. Like, obviously, I wasn't showing that. But in my head, I was like, this is excellent because everything's being exposed right in front of us. And it was really valuable. That was a real turning point in the game for sure. It was, yeah, I found out everything that day, and Jag and I obviously found out stuff that we didn't know, and it just meant we all formed. So, yeah, it was very, very interesting and wild. And then we're like, oh, shit, we've got bloody eviction. I think it was a Thursday, wasn't it? I can't remember. Yeah, it was crazy.
How did you pack for Big Brother, right? Because first of all, we see your style. Like, we love, like, you know, I did a little research. I'm like, ooh, look, okay, Bowie J always been a little fashion icon. So were you thinking like, hey, I am going to, like, I got these iconic pieces I'm going to bring? Or was it like, let me just bring some pieces and I'll make it work? Like, what were you thinking going into the house?
Yeah, obviously it's so limited what you can bring. So I had stuff spewing out of my suitcase, and I live down the road from Big Brother. So I didn't have a weight issue like everyone else did on the plane, but yeah, I had stuff hanging out of my bag. It was ridiculous. But what I thought was just have things that go together. I do wear a lot of black, and I thought, I mean, you're not really meant to wear black in there, but I had like black jacket and, you know, the black overalls and that puffy jacket. I brought that into the house because of the season before where they'd done the sleeping in the backyard thing. And I thought, what would be a good jacket that would feel like a sleeping bag? Because I bet they're not going to give you a sleeping bag. Not really. And I also had heard the house was cold. So because I was reading every Reddit thing, like I did so much study for it, as you can imagine. And yeah, so that puffy jacket was the best thing I ever brought in. The bucket hat was the best thing I brought in as well. But yeah, it's hard. You have to get things that mix and match, but you can't, like, I couldn't bring this in, and I tried. I guess it's green screen green, but
listen, it still works though.
Yeah, but anything with a logo obviously is an issue. I tell you what, I would change what I brought in next time. Like, really, they tell you to bring a lot of comfortable things, and you think, oh no, I'm going to dress up. No, you're not. You're not going to dress up.
Right. Like, you, most of the time, it's kind of like you chilling. When do you feel like when you were in the house that, or if you ever, that you let your guard down and kind of just kind of like just submitted to the fact that there are cameras everywhere and, you know, this is just what it is. Like, I remember being on Survivor, and I remember the first couple of days, like every time the camera crew would be in my face, I'd be like, hey, hello, yeah. what are we going to do? Like, do you remember a moment when you kind of just like were like, okay, this is it. I got to show up as myself.
Well, I think the first 2 weeks were so incredibly hectic that I felt like I wasn't even thinking about the cameras too much. But you also, I tell you when you do notice, when you're in the bathroom, in the restroom, whatever, and you're getting changed and you're like, oh, well, I don't care. I mean, not nude, but like I had underwear on, but I was like, whatever, if the world sees me in my undies, who cares? Like, I think it's those moments, and it's probably about the 4 week mark or something. I know. Wow. You feel comfortable pretty quick though. Like, you just don't care. And also you think the producers are behind the cameras. You know the audience is watching, but you don't know how well the show's doing. So you think maybe no one's watching anyway. And we're just, hey, producers, we need this in the kitchen. No one responds, of course, but.
What would you say to yourself, right? Like, after you coming out of the game, what would you say if you could, like, time warp back to the first day, like, and you could just meet yourself real quick and you'd be like, hey, these are 3 tips I want to tell you before you go into the house. What would those 3 tips be?
Yeah, I don't think I would have listened to me if I'd told myself this, but it'd be more if I went on the show again, because I was like, I think my strategy did work, but if I was to go on again, I would play a very similar game, but not take, like, really, really not take anything personally and not think you're going to form proper friendships in there. Like, that was part of it for me, and I enjoyed it, and I have made good friends in there, but it's a game, and the outside world is very different, and everyone's back in their worlds now. You know, no one lives in LA, so it's very different, and I just think I would be not taking things personally, and maybe that would mean I wouldn't have got upset with that blindside. It would have been like, whatever. But otherwise, I don't know. I think I played the way I wanted to play.
I love that. So after you getting out of the house, again, I keep bringing up Survivor and Big Brother, right? Because I feel like Survivor fans are very different. Big Brother fans, whole different level, right? Like they, I mean, these accounts, the trolls, like I feel like they were coming for you at times, right? Like how did you personally navigate that? Because one, I feel like it's easy when you're on the opposite side of it to be like, don't read it, don't listen to it, and just move on. But mm-hmm. when they're actually talking about you, using your name, like, you know, it's like you kind of, you, everyone looks, and like, you know, like how were you dealing with some of that, like the trolls of Big Brother?
Well, I had someone handling my socials whilst I was in the house, and I told my parents, like, put your things on private, all that kind of stuff. I think it was probably harder for my friends and family because I haven't seen. I mean, I know generally what the hate was about, but it's sort of, it's gone now. And the people who are spewing the hate have been blocked, so they okay. can't get in anymore. I get the odd person when I'm doing a TikTok live or whatever. But I don't take it personally because I've been in the music industry for so long. I've seen every artist has it coming out. I've had publicity before and got a copped hate for no good reason. It's just because you're on TV. And I think it's harder for family and friends because they've never seen this, and they're like, my friends are jumping in chat rooms and defending me, and then they're like, oh my god, I've got to get out of here, this is terrible. So yeah, it's not very nice, the troll stuff, but it's part of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I love that you have that take, because at times I know that it can be devastating to some people, and some people, they aren't equipped to deal with the hate that it comes. And sometimes I always try to remind my friends that, like, you know, as much hate that you're getting so much more love. And again, it's easy to, I always say, like, focus on the love, not the hate. But again, it's like you can have a million love and then you get that one, like, nasty comment and it's like, ugh. And stuff. But that's so good to hear.
Yeah,
and
the one nasty comment does stick. You know, you will think, oh, what do they mean? Like, you know, the comments about my hair, it was ridiculous. Like, guys, get over it. I had this hair before Big Brother,
right.
and I'm gonna have it after. This is my style. I change it all the time. I do whatever the fuck I want. Am I allowed to swear, puppy?
Oh, you listen, whatever you want.
Yeah, I do whatever I want with my hair. And the amount of people who critiquing me on it, and they're usually, it's a particular type of person who has very conservative hair, I'll just say, but.
Not the conservative hair. going back to when Hysim got eliminated, mm-hmm. like if you could go back in time, is there something you would do different in that vote with Hysim, or do you think you would let it kind of like rock out the way that it rocked out?
Well, once the decision had been made by my alliance, I was going to go with whatever they decided. I didn't agree with, I actually brought it up with Sari. I was like, why are we putting him up? Like, he's a strong competitor. He could take us through quite a few rounds by winning, and then he's still going to be, everyone's going to want to get rid of him eventually. So I just don't understand why we're getting rid of him. It seemed to be like a paranoia because he was to get out all the strong people, and it was too early to be doing that in my opinion. But look, I still would have gone along with it, but I didn't want to ruffle feathers, so yeah, I don't think it was the right decision. But it would have changed the game a lot, I think.
I for sure, Hysim was kind of, he was killing it. Were there any other decisions that you necessarily like went along with that you were like, I don't want to go along with this decision, but keeping to my strategy of like not ruffling feathers, you still went along with?
So I'm thinking week one, Riley, I didn't really see why we had to do that. Definitely wasn't going to ruffle feathers there. Week two, who was that? Week two. I'm having an actual blank. Week two was, who the hell was week two? Oh, was that Hysim? No, sorry. Riley was week two. Kirsten was week one. Agree. Riley, Kirsten, week two. Didn't Hysim. Agree. Then Hysim. Didn't agree. Then Red, obviously. No, then it was the Jag coming back. Well, I didn't want Jag to go. That was one of the ones I didn't see why we were voting for him. I thought I could work with him. Had to go with the alliance. Week five was Red. Didn't agree with that. Week six and onwards, agree with everything.
Okay. What, like, I want to know, Bojane, like, in your real life, like, every day, do you cook?
I am not fussy. I couldn't care less if I was having protein shakes all day, but I most certainly wasn't going to cook in that kitchen with 400 people in there. And it was just like, it was so cluttered, and people who could cook were in there and I was like, you know what, I'm going to stick to the cleaning up. Thanks very much. I'll do the dishes. I don't know if they showed that because I had people saying, how come you're eating all their meals and not cooking? I'm like, I did the dishes every single night for the whole house. Like, yeah, so I don't really cook that much. Just keep it basic. I'm a chicken and veggie kind of a girl. So
really?
Yeah, and I didn't want to, you know, have my sugar levels going all over the shop in the house with eating M&Ms and cookies all the time.
So when you go to the grocery store, do you go to the grocery store or do you use like delivery apps to get to the...
My grocery store is the same grocery store as the Big Bellies. Stop. So I was like, yeah. And I was like, hey, aisle five, there's protein bars, you know. but yeah, so I do go to the grocery store and I just buy, literally keep it simple. I have an omelette for breakfast, like egg, turkey, bacon, mushrooms, bell peppers, and some feta cheese.
Okay.
I have protein shake, protein shake, protein shake, and then dinner I'll have chicken and veggies.
Okay, so no lunch, just a protein shake, and that's it.
Yeah, well, if I want to watch my weight, yeah.
Well, teach me your ways, okay? Because I feel like after the holidays, I done put on some pounds, Bowie. So I know you're very personal about your personal life. And that you don't share. But is it okay if I ask, like, are you married?
I am single and ready to mingle.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I haven't had much time to be on any dates, that's for sure.
Well, okay. Well, listen, welcome to For the Love of Bowie Jane, right? Like, when you were dating, like, how does dating work for you? Like, are you just friends meeting friends? Or are you on dating apps? Or, like, what, like, how does that work?
I haven't been on the dating apps so much, but the I would prefer to meet someone like at CrossFit or something. You know, something where you're seeing the same person every day, get to know them. Like my podcast co-host is one of my best mates, Jess. She and I met at CrossFit and then we started a radio show together and then we were like drinking at the pub together. So someone at CrossFit, that would be perfect. Or maybe someone that I go skiing at Mammoth a lot, so... Maybe that, or someone in the music industry. I think it's got to be someone I sort of get to know first.
Okay. Well, do you have a type? What's Bowie Jane's type?
Okay, so I'm looking for tall.
Okay.
I'll go, you know, I don't mind a 6'5" kind of a situation.
Oh, 6'5".
So I'm probably limiting myself to basketballers.
Well, listen, I'm with you with the height thing, though, Bowie. Okay, so we got that in common. Well, what else? Like, tell me more, like, what is your ideal mate? Like someone compassionate, someone independent? Like what? Like walk me through this.
Yeah, probably someone who's maybe in the music industry because I'm in it, so we'd have that similarity. Someone who's independent, yes, but I do like doing everything with my buddy as well. Okay. So, someone who likes to do stuff, someone who likes to do sport, someone who likes to ski, someone who also likes to drink, but not too much.
Okay. Well, there's that fine line. Okay. And then what is, outside of CrossFit and skiing, what is the perfect first date?
Ooh, first date would be a restaurant with great ambiance and good food. Doesn't need to be the fanciest place, but just somewhere kind of cool. Good lighting.
Okay. And if a first date goes well, should you establish the next date on the first date, or is it like you wait until you text or talk again? What's your rule of thought on that?
I mean, I'm cool with either, but I prefer to organize the next date on that date if you don't mind, because I don't want to be waiting around for a text. And who's meant to text first?
Well, Brian.
Let's just get straight to it, you know?
Okay. I'd be scared, Bowie. I'd be like, all right, okay. See, and that's probably why I'm single, because I'm like, all right, we're not saying nothing. And then it's like, I can't text too soon. So it's like, I'll text the next day. But then it's like, I don't want to hit them with the good morning. So it's like, you know, how's your day going?
I mean, all of that is kind of exciting, of course. But yeah, it's just, let's get straight to it, will we?
I love it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Did you watch the reindeer game?
I didn't. It was so soon after coming out of the house. It was crazy. I had, like, Jag was staying here. Riley was staying here. Cam was in town. It was very, very hectic and crazy. And now looking back on that time, that was ridiculous. But, yeah, so I didn't watch it. But Cam, obviously we're excited that Cam was on the show. And, yeah, so unfortunately I didn't watch it. But I was also excited Taylor did so well.
She killed it. How soon after you got out the house, have you watched your season in its entirety?
I haven't. I've seen lots of clips, heaps of clips. So many that I feel like I've got a good grasp. I've also been told about things that have happened and what people have said. I haven't watched it all because there's so many episodes. And yeah. Maybe this is for my next long haul flight. Oh my God. No, maybe not actually.
It's a lot. What your thoughts on would you play again? Like if, you know, they came back and said, Bobby Jane, we want you for a returnee season. Is it an automatic yes? Or is it like a, I need to think about it.
It's funny. When I got out, I was like, hell no. And now I'm like, actually, yes, I could do it. And I'd have a really different mental approach. I think it would be much easier. I didn't have a problem coping in the house. It's more when I got out and looked back on it, that felt strange, but I'm over that now. And I think, yep, I could do another season.
So I do have a question, right? Towards the end, when it was the final, I want to say five, and there was a lot of controversy about Felicia and Sabri and how you, Jag, and Matt seem to be like icing them out. And there's this the one iconic scene where Felicia comes into the dining room and she's just sitting there and it's just no one's really talking. Like, walk us through that.
Yeah, so I'm obviously with Felicia. I had quite a history with her and they may not have shown it, but I would walk into rooms. This is when there are a lot more people in the house, into my bedroom. And she just wouldn't talk. And I would sit there and I'd said to Sari afterwards, I said, that was just, I sat there for half an hour trying to talk to her. She refused to talk to me. This has been happening all season. Once I had my alliance with the boys, it's just that the numbers started dwindling and they were hanging out because they'd been in alliance and we were hanging out. It wasn't meant to be that we're trying to make anyone feel terrible. It's just we had separated way earlier in the game. And then the numbers dwindled and it does look like that, but that's not what's happening. They're also staying in their room. We're staying in our room. And we did quite a few times say, hey, if you want to come up, we're just up there, we're playing cards. Which again, I don't know if they showed that, but that stuff was happening all the time. So there was no intention to make anyone feel excluded. I would never do that. I don't like that. I didn't like it when it happened to me in the house. So yeah, that's not not an intention of mine. But unfortunately, when the numbers get really low and you're not on this same alliance, what are you going to do?
Right. Kind of like a difficult situation. And it's like, if you are comfortable with these people, then it's like, you know, you're naturally going to want to spend your time with them. When it did get down to the final three of you, Matt, and Jack, what were your expectations? Like, how did you automatically know, like, hey, Jag is going to win? Were you thinking, like, it's could be me, it could be Matt? Like, where were you with that? Or were you just happy that the three amigos, we got here together and this is the final three?
Well, that was great. That was an amazing moment when we just that, when it was just the three of us left in the house after Felicia walked out. This is all a big blur now. That moment was such relief because I was like, oh my gosh, we actually did our plan. We've won every week for like 6 weeks, rotating between the three of us. We've done what we wanted to achieve. My plan, the next step to that plan, which I've been working on all along, was to hopefully Jag to take me. Not worry too much about working on Matt if he won, because I figured I could work on him maybe a little bit later, but I was pretty sure Jag was going to get through, or me. I thought I was capable of winning comps, so my plan was to win, but my other plan was to make Jag take me, and I was pretty confident that I could get that to happen. I also did feel when it changed, and I didn't think he would win. No, I did not, against Matt. I thought Matt would win. I think Jag genuinely thought that too. And yeah, it's like Matt was loved by everyone. He was a great guy. He hadn't done much wrong in the game at all. He'd helped Jag out. I mean, so, but I thought, look, if Jag takes me to the final two, I might have Cameron for a vote. Maybe. I might have Corey. If I've got Corey, maybe America, but maybe not. And that would be three potentials. And then Matt's just been evicted. Matt's might be annoyed at Jag, so I might have my four votes. So I was also making sure I fed stuff back to the jury via Felicia. She didn't know that's what I was doing, but I kept chatting to her about, oh, we've been in alliance since this long ago. I started talking about what my strategy had been through the game, because I knew my criticism would be, oh, you haven't done anything, because I hadn't told anyone what I'd done. So I made sure I kept telling her what I was doing, and that would filter back. I also sent my goodbye message. I've been working with the boys since week six, and I knew that would filter back for the jury house too. So that would be a stronger argument, saying I'd played the game that they didn't realize I was playing, quite frankly. So yeah, I thought there was a chance I could get there, and I didn't think Jag would win, but I'm pleased, you know, that's great that he did.
Yeah, no, Jag had a rough start, right? Like, you know, it seemed like they were coming for Jag nonstop. And so, like, you know, it was really good to see Jag kind of like sort of make it through. And even Matt, like, I feel like I love Matt. I feel like he was just like America's sweetheart. Like, I just feel like Matt was amazing. When you got out of the house and learned that Jarrett was Cerie's son, what was that like for you?
I could not believe it. I couldn't believe it. That had never crossed my mind. They played that well, as in, like, not knowing. That is crazy. And people have been like, oh, that's an advantage. No, it wasn't. It wasn't an advantage at all. It made the game really bloody messy. But it was probably entertaining. And it meant, like, I think if Jarrett played like Cerie, then we would have problems. That would be an advantage. But Jarrett was playing a completely different game to what Cerie was playing, and it was a disadvantage in the end, I think.
Because us as viewers, we know that there were, like, rumors, because Jarrett kind of had leaked his story a little bit, and it seemed like there were rumors that his mom was in the house, but people were thinking that it was, like, Mama Fee and not Cerie. So were you privy to any of those, like, rumors that were going on, or you kind of were just like, I don't know what's happening?
No, most of us, like, I don't think Corey knew from memory. Most people had no idea. Like, the only people who knew, I guess, were people, like, Izzy knew because she was a Survivor fan. So, yeah. So I feel like not many people knew, and obviously Blue knew then. But I think that was pretty late when she found out, from what I've been told. But I haven't, obviously, I'm not sure.
Right. What, so, I mean, again, as I loved when Julie, when everyone would leave, she would like ask everyone that question. And people were like shocked, which is, it's crazy because I couldn't imagine playing with my mom. Like, I think I would have given it up way earlier than they did, because I just feel like our relationship, I would have just been like, what do I do here? Right. Like, you know, like they absolutely kind of played it cool. Is there something like, what is it that you miss the most about the house now that you're out?
Well, I thought it was really nice, but it's unrealistic. In the house, no phones, no technology, no distractions. So when you're chatting to someone, it's like you and I chatting right now with no distractions. In the real world, these same people I was having conversations with in the house with no phones are now stuck on their phones, and it's just completely different. So I think that part was really cool. It was an interesting experiment. So, I mean, I liked the first 2 weeks in particular, even though that was an absolute shit show. That was actually amazing. Like, that was an amazing time. I was having fun. So
I feel like we could tell you were having fun, right? I feel like you were like a kid in, like, you go on like to a museum and you spend the night. I feel like you were just like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
Is there something, what do you miss the least about the house?
Well, that stupid gym. The gym is terrible. It's tiny. I mean, I know they do this on purpose. It's a bit of torture, but that gym in the house is tiny, and it's there's no music. So you're riding the bike. Like, I've tried to do exercise every day, but you don't have backyard access, and maybe sometimes 2 weeks without backyard access. It's crazy. So I'd say I don't miss the gym. I don't miss the food, because it's just not how I eat. I eat a bit different. And, oh, that disgusting shower. Yeah, like, all of that. But there's also, it's also fun because everyone's in the bathroom together. Like,
right.
Yeah, and sharing a bedroom is surprisingly fun, apart from if there's a snorer.
Yeah, well, were you... It's the clips of her, like, singing in her sleep, and, like, Corey waking up and looking over is so...
Yeah.
Just
crazy.
So
I was hilarious. Like, guys, I'm moving out of this room. I cannot sleep. Like,
now that it's over, right? Like, what is next for Bowie Jane? Like, what I know, well, first of all, this is the podcast. I'm all over the place, right? One, so sometimes I feel like I have insomnia where I try to like go to sleep early. And so I have a good night's sleep, but most of the time it's like I'll go to sleep and then I wake up at like 2:30. 2:45, and then I'm up until like 6 a.m. So happy that we have TikTok, because many of nights recently, you are on TikTok and you are DJing.
Yeah.
And no lie, Bowie, I will put you on. I put you on my bedstand and I just listen.
No, I had no idea. That is so cool.
So I'm like a little, I'm not too active on the TikTok, but like, it's just, it's funny. Like, so what's next for you? And talk about your TikTok and with you DJing. And I love it. Like, I feel like you are growing your audience. And sometimes I see the hate, like, oh, what is Bowie Jane doing? Like, well, number one, to the haters, to build something, you got to start from somewhere, right? Like,
exactly.
So it's like, how about we support our sister instead of talk? But anyway, because you be cracking me up though.
Have you seen me giving it back to people quite often? I'm like,
sometimes you have to, right? Sometimes we have to be like adults, but sometimes it's like, it's good for your soul.
Oh yeah, they're like, you didn't play the game. You played a terrible game. And I'm like, really? Okay, I came third. I was never nominated in 100 days. First time Big Brother history. I'll just give it straight back to them. But
my favorite line, Bowie, is I'll be like, well, remind me of what game you played. Let me watch a season of you. Like, yeah. You know,
And then I'll be like, oh, with a name like that. Oh, Rob. Like, yeah, sometimes I'm feisty. And when the moderators are in there trying to bloody stop them, I'm like, leave them there. I want to speak to them. But yeah, the TikTok lives have been cool, because before, like, obviously in COVID, I wanted to do DJ streams because there were no gigs. And I have all the setup for that because I was going to do it. But then things opened up and I was back gigging all over America. So the TikTok live streams, I was like, instead of me talking to camera the whole time or me doing the battles, I thought I would prefer to be doing my skill set, which is DJing. I can also get familiar with some new tracks I'm downloading and chat to the audience. You know, sometimes there's one of those nights I went to 6 a.m. there was 800 people in the room. Now that's a fairly decent gig, you know. But obviously I'm doing this more midweek because on the weekends is when I'd be gigging in venues. So yeah, I've got like the plan is summer's starting to get booked now, which is amazing. So I've got lots of Pride festivals coming up, nice. Lots of gigs and events, and all over America. I'm used to traveling a lot. And then, yeah, I'm down to do the challenge or any of those shows. Yeah, so
okay.
I'm down for something a bit sporty, you know.
So if the Challenge USA said ring, 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 DJ Bowie Jane, what's up?
She'll be answering and saying yes, yes, yes.
Now, do you watch the Challenge?
Yeah, I do. So not as much as I've watched Big Brother, but yeah, obviously Kylan was on the MTV one.
And he was on the USA.
Yeah, that's right. So I've been watching the MTV one this year because he was on it. But yeah, like I love that it's so physical. So, you know, I'm obviously sporty and that I wish there were more sporty challenges in Big Brother, but part one of the 3-part competition, that was ridiculous, I have to say. But all the others were kind of physically not that hard. So,
well, you know, Survivor is physical.
I know. I know. And yes, you know, it's an option.
Survivor AU just kicked off and it's an amazing cast. We got Ferris and Valeria. Like, so do you think you could do Survivor?
I love Survivor. I love watching Survivor. We'll have to think about being on Survivor. That's tough.
Girl, not you said I love Survivor.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, where's my makeup? Like,
What about Amazing Race?
Amazing Race, yeah, totally. Because I'm such a traveler. I love, like, I'm obsessed with traveling. I'm like the points junkie. I know all the tricks to how to use your frequent flyer points and which airline and use this for that. So, yeah, I'm an avid traveler, have been all over the world, India, Nepal, Thailand, Southeast Asia, like wherever, Europe. And, yeah, so something like that would be cool.
Okay. Who would you, if you had to pick off your season to do Amazing Race with, who would it be?
Maybe someone else asked me this and someone said, what about Riley? Actually, she would be fun and she's fit. So that could be cool. Someone like Riley.
Okay. I could see that. What is something as being a DJ? You know, I have a little experience in the music industry, but I have a lot of good friends that are musicians and DJs. What is like a misconception of the DJ lifestyle that you don't think people are aware of?
Well, I think like when you're doing gig and travel, like you're on your own all the time. So you're arriving, which is fine. I don't mind that. But like you're not surrounded by party people because you're turning up to a new venue. You're meeting the amazing people who are watching your gig, but then you're going back to an empty hotel room. Again, I don't mind that. But the green room, you're in an empty green room unless you're in your hometown, you know. Whereas if you're in a band, you've got your bandmates. So I think that's the part I miss because I used to sing in bands. So I miss having a green room with the bandmates. But yeah, I think that misconception that it's all party, but you often finishing a gig and hopping on a plane.
Right, yeah, and then it's off to the next and you have to, that travel life is no joke. On the show, you did lie about your age.
Yeah, I did.
And well, first of all, I'm not on Big Brother. And girl, I'm out here lying about my age too. So I understand
the process. Thank you. Like, people are like, whoa, she's lying about her age. I'm like, mate, I live in LA. Everyone lies about their age here. I didn't think it was a big deal, but.
And that's actually my question. Like, what was your response to the people that were like, ah, she's lying about her age? Because I was like, give her a round of applause, okay? Like, because listen, I have recently celebrated my third 21st birthday.
There you go. Like,
you know, this year is going to be the fourth one.
Yeah, I hear you. My friends say, for years I've been doing this, and my friends would joke and say, are you still 27? I'm like, oh no, I had to add some years on now.
Right, you gotta slowly add it. For me though, I feel like, again, I'm getting better at just owning and living in my own truth.
But
sometimes I feel like I'm missing years because, like, you know, somebody, like, I don't know why, like, my hesitation is like, oh, I'm 31. And sometimes it's like, well, damn, I need to actually start saying my age because it's like, shit, I miss 31 and 32 because, like, I was not saying that I was that. But I thought it was iconic and I loved it. And again, despite what the haters say, girl, you look good, right? So it's like, please, like, I'm mad. I believed it. I still believe it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the no kid lifestyle, I think. But yeah, the reason I had to lie about my age, I thought, I was told I would probably be the oldest person on the show. So I was like, okay, cool. And I looked at all the other time, the other seasons, and we're looking 21 to 27 maybe. So I'm like, well, hell, I can't even, I have to drop 10 years off for sure. Like, because otherwise they're going to go, well, we'll get rid of the people who don't fit in. Any excuse, like, at the start. So I was like, lie about your age. And also not tell them I was a lawyer as well. So, yeah, had to lie about those things because I, too, if you're looking for an excuse to get rid of someone, age might be something.
Yeah, and we know on these reality shows, historically, women of a certain age get targeted early. So, again, to people being like, oh, I don't know why she would do that. I'm like, do y'all not watch reality TV shows? Like, they target women. Like, they target minorities. Like, it's like, that's strategy. Like, I understand it. So
Yeah, you understand.
I couldn't understand it. And I'm like, are y'all just mad? Like, I was like, okay. But
yeah, people are mad. Sometimes on the TikTok live, they make a comment. I'm like, why do you even care? Like, dude, it was a strategy. You're also saying I didn't have a strategy. Well, that was a strategy.
Well, that's a strategy, right? Yeah. Like, pick a side. Like,
yeah, which one are you saying?
No, that's so true. So I know your birthday is coming up. It's birthday is February 25th, right?
Oh, October. I was like, oh my God, is it October already? No, I'm not joking. I literally thought that. I was like, oh shit, I've missed so much. I got no idea what day it is.
You like, Bryce, you don't understand. I went through in that house, it could be October.
I was like, it could be. And I think I missed an event that means.
Oh boy, I can't do this with you. But going from a lawyer to a DJ, what was that process like? I'm assuming you were always musical in your life and that's been a passion. What's the story there?
Yeah, so I've always done both and I've always had to sort of, it's almost a double life I've had to live. The lawyers, I mean, my good friends know I do the music, but I would never tell the legal fraternity that I was doing the music. And I wouldn't tell the music people I'm doing the law because who wants a DJ that's a lawyer? And who wants a lawyer that's a DJ? I mean, I don't think you want a DJ representing you in court.
Well, I mean, depend on the outcome of the court. A good DJ might be needed.
No, that's right. That's true. But obviously, I wear my hair different. I don't have line work and blah, blah, blah. But I've been trying to focus on the music for a long time. And it's like I've come in and out of the law over the years. And I've done heaps of money laundering and tax fraud litigation. But that was like quite a while ago. Of course, I couldn't talk about a massive chunk of my life in the house because I was lying about my age and that I was a lawyer. So I had to chop out that section of my life, go straight from music to music.
Were you ever DJing at an event and someone from your firm was at a party and like on Monday morning at the coffee cooler, they like, what was you doing this weekend? Has that ever or anything like that ever happened?
Well, I've never been caught, but legit what happened was I was performing at the Australian Open tennis on the main stage. But I also was being a barrister at the same time. So I had a meeting and I had to leave the meeting because I had to go down to do sound check and then a gig. And I told the barrister that I was working with, I was like, well, I've got another meeting. So I then run down because it wasn't far away and then have to get changed, rock myself up. And I'm on stage and I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope I don't run into anyone that I know from the law because I've just lied and said I was going to another meeting. But in court, someone yelled out and said, aren't you the singing DJ? A policewoman, actually, from one side of the courtroom to the other. And I was like, oh, my God, this is terrifying. And one other time is a judge.
What did you answer them? What did you?
I was like, shh, I go, don't, because I'm about to cross. Like, I had to go back into court and I'm about to cross-examine, right? Because I'd had a bit of press in Melbourne at the time. Then I walk out of that same day, I walk out of the courtroom, and as I'm walking out, the judge says, excuse me. And I said, yes.
Not the judge.
Yeah, this is in front of a full courtroom. And he said, I hear you've been having some success outside the courtroom. And I said, oh, yes, thank you. And he said, well, congratulations. And I said, thank you. And then I walked out. I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell was that? Because it's so prim and proper, the courtroom. You
right.
know?
I'd have been like, well, what you doing this week? You want to come
out?
What has it, like, you're in L.A. I'm assuming you get recognized often in the street. What is that like for you?
Yeah, it's been cool. I love chatting to people who've watched the show. So I've had lots of people coming up. It's especially at airports. Like, L.A. is a bit more used to TV people. Everyone's in TV here. So I think if they see you, then not everyone comes up. But the moment I hit an airport, it's like, oh, my gosh, security, TSA. We're like, can I have a photo? I was like, oh, my gosh. So it is really cool just to – it's a real cross-section of ages that watch Big Brother, which is cool, and from all over America. So, yeah, it's really fun to meet everyone.
Well, I look forward to the day that I can meet you. I hope it's in the airport so I could be like, DJ Bowie J!
Do it. I love it.
Who from your cast are you still very close with?
Yeah, so obviously Jag was staying with me for a couple of weeks. So Jag, Matt, Cameron, Red, Corey, America. We're obviously all on a group chat, but these are the people who have been in and out of LA, I guess. Blue's here. And Riley stayed with me. I was like, wait, who am I missing? But like the people who live on the East Coast, I haven't seen so much, or I haven't seen at all, because I just haven't, they're not here. So yeah, it's mostly people who are coming into LA, which is quite often people who are coming in and out.
Well, when you booking some shows on the East Coast, when you coming to Philly, you know, Big D, you know.
Yes.
Philadelphia, like, you know, we got to get you over here.
Oh my gosh. There are some gigs being booked. Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, somewhere else. I can't remember.
Pennsylvania, but
yeah, and New York as well.
We will travel. We will travel to see the DJ Bowie Jane. Before we go, is there like, how would you sum up your experience of this whole realm that you have entered yourself into? Like the good, the bad, the ugly, the great. Like, how would you sum it up?
Well, I would say I'm forever changed from that show in ways that you can't even pinpoint, and you don't know until something weird happens. Like, you have some form of PTSD from that show. Not necessarily negative, but there are after effects. Yeah. I think it's an amazing experience and a really interesting experiment with humans. So I've really enjoyed that. And I'd say it's been great to meet people from all over America, and I think it's great to be on the TikTok Lives and be chatting to people. I think that's more, it's a broader fan base than maybe what I've had before. So my DJ world's very specific, so it's really great to have a broad cross range of people that I'm chatting to now.
Well, we love it. It was so fun to watch you on the show. It was even more amazing to get to know you a little better today. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And I look forward to, I'm sure within this year, our worlds will collide. And I can't wait to the day to actually get to meet you so we can actually hang out and have some fun.
Oh, but my God, I would love that. And also chat to me on the TikTok Lives.
Okay, I'm be like, hey, girl, it's me. So you will definitely see it. But truly, it's been such an honor. Thank you so much, Bowie Jane.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really great.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. The Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.